Report: Iranian man assassinated after celebrating his country's loss to the U.S. by Dylan Gwynn on November 30, 2022. State security forces assassinated a 27-year-old Iranian man in northern Iran as he celebrated his country's loss to the United States in the World Cup, according to unconfirmed reports. Iran Human Rights, a group that frequently reports on abuses and human rights violations inside Iran, reported that Mehran Samik was shot in the head by security forces as he honked his car horn in celebration in Bundaranzali on Tuesday night. German lawyer and Bundestag member Niyama Muvasad also shared the news. BBC News Persian obtained what is believed to be video of Samik's funeral on Wednesday. Images showing Iranians reveling in their country's 1-0 defeat at the hands of the U.S. flooded the internet throughout the day on Tuesday. While it was the Iranian national team that lost to the U.S. on Tuesday, many Iranians view the loss as a defeat for the Iranian regime. A regime that is under harsh criticism at home for suppressing women's rights and numerous other human rights violations. The celebratory protests in Iran follow nearly 3 months of protests following the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, also known as Gina Amini. Amini reportedly died in police custody after being arrested for refusing to wear her hijab. The Iranian national soccer team drew the ire of the Islamic Republic at the outset of the World Cup by refusing to sing the nation's anthem before their game against England. The team refused to sing the national anthem as a way of showing solidarity with protesters back home. However, regime officials responded to the move by forcing the team to meet with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, following the match. In addition, the Iranian players were told their family members would be imprisoned and tortured if there were any more protests during the tournament. Iran International reports that Iranian state security forces fired on civilians after the game in several other locations as well. According to videos on social media, security forces also opened fire at people in the cities of Zahedan and Iranshahr in Sistan Baluchistan province, Izay, Bedbahan and Dezful in Khuzestan, and Kashan, the site reported. In an interview with the New York Post, former CIA covert intelligence officer Mike Baker warned that the Iranian soccer team could face harsh retribution for both refusing to sing the anthem and losing to the United States.